Tonight on the Worldview Report, Target's stock price continues to plummet as it struggles to dig out of its self-imposed pit of wokeness. Debt ceiling. What debt ceiling? The Biden administration plans to spend, including $1.5 million on empowering female climate change activists in northern Kenya. The American Library Association files a federal lawsuit to fight for the rights of libraries to provide sexually explicit books to Arkansas school children. Joe Biden's Department of Education is demanding that a Georgia school district show pornography to kids. Another member of the Los Angeles Dodgers speaks out against the team's decision to host a blasphemous act in the name of honoring Gay Pride Month. And North Korea gets a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Target share prices continue to plummet for an eighth straight day last Tuesday as the retailer faces its biggest losing streak in 5 years. Shares fell 3.66% on Tuesday, resulting in the once popular retail store losing a whopping $2.4 billion in market capitalization amid widespread backlash to its pride display, which included, quote, tuck-friendly, end quote, women's swimwear and merchandise for kids designed by an avowed Satanist. Target's market capitalization is down by more than $12 billion in the last 14 days, as its value plunged to $61.85 billion. When trading closed last Tuesday. Conservatives and moderates alike have been boycotting Target since it was revealed last week that the retailer was selling clothes with LGBTQ-friendly slogans like, quote, trans people will always exist, end quote, live, laugh, lesbian, end quote. The Biden regime plans to spend $1.5 million in taxpayer funds on a program aimed at so-called empowering female climate change activists in northern Kenya, so documents reveal as reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. Biden's U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, on May 22nd unveiled the funding program, which is aimed at, quote, empowering women to adapt to climate change in northern Kenya, end quote. Women in the area, the agency wrote in its notice, live in, quote, traditionally patriarchal communities, end quote, and therefore lack the ability to steer the African nation's fight against climate change. As such, the Free Beacon reports that the agency is putting big money behind a program that will, quote, empower women, improve their participation in decision-making, and enhance adaptive capabilities to climate change, end quote. The funding announcement comes roughly 1 year after USAID released its 2022 to 2030 climate strategy, which outlines $150 billion for, quote, whole-of-agency approach, end quote, to building a, quote, equitable world with net zero greenhouse gas emissions, end quote. As part of that approach, USAID pledged to help, quote, women, youth, and other marginalized and or underrepresented groups, end quote, increase their, quote, meaningful participation and active leadership in climate action, end quote. The agency has since set aside millions of dollars to inspire and support overseas climate activists. In addition to its Kenya grant, USAID in March announced a program that will help disabled people in the Central Asian country of Tajikistan become, quote, climate leaders, end quote. That's what the Free Beacon reported. Those efforts have prompted criticism from congressional Republicans who argue that the spending is a waste of taxpayer funds. Florida Republican Rick Scott in March said American tax dollars, quote, should be supporting Americans, not overseas climate activists, end quote. While Virginia Republican Congressman Ben Klein hammered Biden for using public funds, quote, to build an army of Green New Deal activists around the world, end quote. A federal lawsuit has been filed to fight for the rights of libraries to provide sexually explicit books to Arkansas school children. The American Library Association, the Association of American Publishers, the American Booksellers Association, and the Authors Guild are among 17 plaintiffs suing over a ban on libraries offering children obscene books in the state. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed the ban into law on March 31st, and it will go into effect on August 1st, just before the start of the new school year. The bill, Senate Bill 81, adds library materials to the statute governing the possession and distribution of obscene material. Previously, the schools and public libraries were exempt from prosecution, quote, for disseminating a writing, film, slide, drawing, or other visual reproduction that is claimed to be obscene, end quote. Under the new law, parents and other members of the community can challenge the appropriateness of a book that is being offered to minors in schools or public libraries. Additionally, employees of public or school libraries that knowingly provide obscene material to a minor can indeed face a Class D felony. In a statement to Publishers Weekly, the American Library Association claimed that the lawsuit is about the, quote, freedom to read, end quote. American Library Association President Leslie Paleo-Lazada told Publishers Weekly, quote, the American Library Association is pleased that the Freedom to Read Foundation, our First Amendment legal defense arm, and our state affiliate, the Arkansas Library Association, are participating in the lawsuit to vindicate Arkansas residents' freedom to read. The government has no place in deciding what books people can borrow or buy, end quote. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's Department of Education is demanding that a Georgia school district show pornography to kids. That's what the Federalist is reporting. Parents in Forsyth County have concerns about sexually explicit books in their children's schools. The Biden regime is leveraging federal power to intimidate school districts like Forsyth County that have successfully purged porn from campuses. The Federalist writes, quote, in the Biden administration's latest attempt to weaponize an arm of the federal government against parents, the DOE's Office for Civil Rights wrote a letter to Forsyth County School Superintendent Jeff Bearden on May 19th, outlining everything it deemed wrong with the district's decision to pull several inappropriate books from school shelves, end quote. Not only did the federal agency demand that the district offer, quote, supportive measures to students who may have been impacted by the book removal process, end quote, but the Federal Office for Civil Rights also ordered the Georgia School District to survey middle and high school students so bureaucrats can, quote, assess whether additional steps need to be taken, end quote. The feds predicated their probe into the Forsyth schools on allegations from an unnamed complainant that the administration, at the bidding of parents, quote, created a hostile environment for students, end quote, based on race, color, or national origin. Using the Supreme Court's expanded definition of, quote, sex, end quote, as determined in the 5-4 Bostock versus Clayton County decision in 2020, the OCR also claimed it was investigating whether Forsyth County schools, quote, created a hostile environment for students, end quote, based on sexual orientation and identity. The Bostock ruling specifically pertained to sex differences in employment, not education. Still, after reviewing district documents, emails from parents to school staff and school board meetings, as well as interviewing several district staff, the Biden regime attempted to justify its involvement in this local education dispute by claiming it is a top enforcer of the 1972 Title IX and the 1964 Title VI laws. Quote, in my opinion, this is not about books, end quote. Cindy Martin, an FCS mother, told The Federalist. She went on to say, quote, this is about the federal government using bully tactics against our school system to indoctrinate our children into their LGBTQ ideology, end quote. Well, I think she's right. Controversy over inappropriate content in Forsyth schools first surfaced in 2021, when parents discovered several titles, including sexually explicit material, were being made available by schools to their children. After months of ignoring parents and their calls for change, Forsyth County School Superintendent Jeff Bearden asked the Chief Technology and Information Officer in January of 2022 to, quote, pull from school libraries books that were obviously sexually explicit or pornographic, end quote. In a rare move, Chinese scientists published a combat simulation in which Beijing's forces annihilated a U.S. aircraft carrier and supporting ships with hypersonic missile strikes. That's according to a report in the South China Morning Post. The war games may be intended to send a confident message of Chinese capabilities. That's what experts told the Daily Caller News Foundation. But some suggested it might have real-world relevance. Over the course of 20 simulated battles, China sank the USS Gerald R. Ford carrier fleet with multiple successive volleys of hypersonic missiles that could suggest serious problems for the U.S. military in a real-world naval conflict. That's according to the report. The war game showed what might occur when China defends against U.S. surface naval assets near Taiwan, a warning that Beijing is militarily prepared in the event of a confrontation to inflict devastating losses on the U.S. That's according to the military and security experts who spoke to the Daily Caller. Brent Sadler, a senior research fellow for naval warfare at the Heritage Foundation, told the Daily Caller, quote, the Chinese would publish such war games as a signal to their people that they have effective military forces against the U.S., end quote. The Chinese language Journal of Test and Measurement Technology published an article detailing the war game in May. That's according to the SCMP. While the Chinese military, well, they do occasionally reveal results of such simulations, this is the first time a war game showing the results of a simulated hypersonic strike on a U.S. carrier group has been made public. Hudson Institute Asia-Pacific Security Chair Patrick Crowan explained the following to the Daily Caller. Quote, we are reading about this simulation because it reinforces the psychological message that sending combatants through the Taiwan Strait or on a freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea puts even the U.S. Navy's newest combatants at enormous risks, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. The Gateway Pundit reports that White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby looked stunned and was left speechless for several seconds following a reporter's question at Wednesday's press briefing. The reporter from the New York Post asked about a bribery allegation against Joe Biden, along with his involvement in the Biden family's international business dealings and whistleblower charges of interference in investigations. He followed with a request for Kirby to comment on a recent poll showing a majority of Americans believe Joe Biden is corrupt. Kirby let out a shocked, quote, wow, end quote, and then stood in stunned silence. A man off camera volunteered to take the question for Kirby, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told him no. After gathering his thoughts, Kirby offered a quick denial on Biden's behalf, referred part of the question to the corrupt FBI, and then walked out of the room. The bold questioner was New York Post reporter Stephen Nelson. Watch this.
This press office adjacent person, the press office.
You can ask it to come.
I'll take that question. Why don't you ask?
Okay,
it?
All right. I'll go to the second one. I'll ask you the press freedom, Karine, and John. I'll ask you the international polling question. There have been many developments in the House investigations into the First Family's international business dealings recently. There's one committee trying to get an FBI file alleging that President Biden took bribes. There's another IRS whistleblower who's alleging there's a cover-up in the investigation. Amid all of this, there was a Harvard-Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
The president has spoken to this. The president has spoken to this, and there's nothing to these claims. And as for the whistleblower issue that you talked about, and the document, I believe the FBI has spoken to that. And you're going to have to go to them on that.
All right, let's go.
You see, when you're a member of the White House press corps, you're not supposed to ask real questions. You're not supposed to ask tough questions, controversial questions, consequential questions, at least not of a Democrat administration. And so, when someone does ask that question, the temperature in the room starts to rise and sweat starts to, well, form on the forehead. They can't believe what they just heard. Fox News reports that a video of a male Disney employee dressed as a, quote, fairy godmother apprentice, end quote, while ushering children into a dress store is causing a stir on social media. Quote, so my name is Nick, and I am one of the fairy godmother's apprentices, end quote. That's what the employee says to the children in the video while wearing a blue dress with heavy blue eyeshadow. Quote, I'm here to shop you around and make all your selections for the day, end quote. The video was posted to TikTok by Courtney Faber, a mother of three, who was documenting her trip to Disneyland in Anaheim, California. It has gained nearly 7 million views on TikTok alone. Cast members at Disney's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique were previously called, quote, fairy godmothers in training, end quote. That was before the theme park updated the title to, quote, Fairy Godmother's Apprentices, end quote, to be more gender neutral. Watch this.
So my name's Nick. I'm one of Fairy Godmother's Apprentices. I'm here to shop you around and make all your selections for the day.
Well, all that comes to mind after that is Romans chapter 1. And God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Communist North Korea, a regime notorious for starving its own people while investing heavily in nuclear weapons, has been elected to the executive board of the World Health Organization. Under the leadership of Kim Il-sung, the country's founder, North Korea adopted a brutal communist system. The country's human rights record includes reports of harsh punishments inflicted for various reasons, including forced labor, gulags for political dissidents, arbitrary detention, and public execution. The dictatorship of Kim Jong-un should feel right at home at the WHO, where the Director General, Dr. Tedros, is a Marxist from Ethiopia. The Liberty Daily reports that Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Blake Treinen took a step that any Bible believer should take when the company they work for celebrates blasphemy. That's precisely what the Dodgers are doing by honoring, quote, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, end quote, which I think is a hate group that attacks Catholics and evangelicals alike on behalf of the trans supremacy cult. This baseball player released a strong statement which reads as follows. I'm disappointed to see the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence being honored as heroes at Dodger Stadium. Many of their performances are blasphemous, and their work only displays hate and mockery of Catholics and the Christian faith. I understand that playing baseball is a privilege and not a right. My convictions in Jesus Christ will always come first. Since I have been with the Dodgers, they have been at the forefront of supporting a wide variety of groups. However, inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform disenfranchises a large community and promotes hate of Christians and people of faith. This single event alienates the fans and supporters of the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, and professional sports. People like baseball for its entertainment value and competition. The fans do not want propaganda or politics forced on them. The debacle with Bud Light and Target should be a warning to companies and professional sports to stay true to their brand and leave the propaganda and politics off the field. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I believe the word of God is true. And in Galatians 6:7, it says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. This group openly mocks Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of my faith. And I want to make it clear that I do not agree with nor support the decision of the Dodgers to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Great statement. Liberty Daily summed it up, posting, quote, kudos to Treinen for speaking out. This should be considered a warning shot. The Dodgers continue down the ultra-woke path. Would Treinen ask for a trade? Would he be willing to abandon baseball over it? Let's hope the team comes to its senses. We don't have to find out how far he would go to defend his faith, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. A peer-reviewed study published at Open Forum Infectious Diseases concludes that COVID vaccinations were not very effective in stopping the spread of the virus. The authors of the study, which did not examine the safety of the vaccine, only its effectiveness, said the original COVID vaccine offered only, quote, moderate protection, end quote, to working-age adults, and later versions didn't even do that. In fact, the more boosters a person got, the more likely they were to contract COVID. The authors write, quote, the risk of COVID-19 varied by the number of COVID-19 vaccine doses previously received. The higher the number of vaccines previously received, the higher the risk of contracting COVID-19, end quote. Well, some of you might remember when the official story coming out of the White House and Dr. Phony Fauci was that COVID-19 was a, quote, pandemic of the unvaccinated, end quote. Remember that? And it became routine throughout 2021 for Biden's handlers to trot him out in front of the cameras to lecture and even threaten the unvaxxed. Here's one example of Biden's harsh rhetoric toward the unvaccinated. A moment that no American, vaccinated or unvaccinated, should forget, because it reeks of a dictator barking orders under the threat of violence. Watch this.
If we raise our vaccination rate, protect ourselves and others with masking, expanded testing, and identify people who are infected, we can and we will turn the tide on COVID-19. It'll take a lot of hard work, and it's going to take some time. Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free. While the vaccines provide strong protection for the vaccinated, we read about and hear about and we see the stories of hospitalized people, people on their deathbeds among the unvaccinated over the past few weeks. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Well, as we knew then, and we know now, it was all lies. Thank the Lord, his workforce vaccine mandates were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. But now the truth is out. It was not the unvaccinated who were dying in droves and clogging up hospitals. It was mostly the vaccinated. Now, many of the vaccinated sadly have died or are in and out of hospitals with debilitating illnesses brought on by those vaccines. That didn't stop the American president speaking to free American citizens protected by a constitution and living in a constitutional republic like they were dogs. That didn't sound like a president that's for liberty and freedom. That was the voice of a dictator. The fact that this guy, this darken-hearted Romans 1 fool, still allowed to remain in office, the fact that he hasn't been impeached, after trying to mandate a killer vaccine on Americans, well, it's reprehensible, unconstitutional. And it will go down in history, I believe, as one of the darkest, most corrupt periods in American history. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Here's how you can support us and keep us going. One way is to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. Promo code B66. 66 gets you deep discounts and savings. Big sale on slippers, slides, sandals, Giza Dream Sheets, six-piece MyPillow towel set. You'll find it all there at MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Also, WVWTVStore.com. That's where we have emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies. We're seeing record orders. Why? Because the American people are waking up. In fact, I saw a poll today that a big percentage of Americans fear a 9/11-style nuclear attack in America because of all the Middle Easterners pouring over the border, many of them with terrorist ties. Even the mainstream media has to report that. So many, many Americans, a vast majority, believe a nuclear-style 9/11 event could happen. Well, that's why many of them are getting ready. They know this government doesn't give any concern in their daily thinking about the safety or protection or care of the American people in a crisis. They're only about themselves. So you will be on your own when a crisis happens, and many Americans know that. So I think that's one reason why we're seeing record orders. Emergency freeze-dried food that tastes very good. I've had many of the entrees myself, and lots of emergency supplies. We have heirloom seeds. We have indoor, outdoor stoves for boiling water to make your freeze-dried food. We have the freeze-dried food. We have EMT medical kits and more. We have potassium iodine tablets to protect your thyroid in the case of a nuclear event. Those, by the way, are sometimes hard to get. We just got 3,000 bottles a couple months ago. Already burned through 1,000 of those bottles, I'm told. So, WVWTVstore.com to order those. WVWTVstore.com or 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. And then finally, if you appreciate what we're doing, we just appreciate your support and contribution of any size. At WVWFoundation.com. Think of us as the conservative alternative to NPR, the National Public Radio and Television. So they're listener supported. Why not support us, the conservative alternative that gives you real, true news? WVWFoundation.com, where you can make a contribution of any size. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, till next time, I'm Brennan House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.